Welcome back to Take Care, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
What are omega-3 fatty acids, and what role do they play in our body?
So omega-3 fatty acids are a type of polyunsaturated fat, and they're found in certain foods. They're considered essential, meaning they're something that your body needs, but it can't actually make itself. So you need to have it through food. When it comes to omega-3s, there are a few different types. The three main ones are called ALA, DHA, and EPA. And now ALA is found in plant foods. So you can find that in things like walnuts and flax seeds, chia seeds, canola oil. And then the other ones, DHA and EPA, you mostly find them in marine foods. So it's some algae has them, but also in higher quantities, you find them in oily fish like salmon and sardines and trout. So your body needs both. It can actually convert ALA to DHA and EPA, but it's not very efficient at doing that. And that's why it's important to make sure you get some either fish in your diet, and the recommendation is to get at least 2 servings of fish in your diet per week so that you can get all of those great omega-3s, and then also to get plenty of those nuts and seeds in your diet so that you are getting the ALA as well.
So you're mentioning fish, and we've certainly heard a lot about salmon being an excellent source. So that's really getting the DHA and EPA from the whole food. But what about fortified foods? Sometimes you'll see on milk or eggs that they're fortified. And I always wonder, are they doing something that they're feeding, let's say, the chickens so that the egg has more omega-3 fatty acids? Or is there something they're adding, you know, to the milk, almost like a supplement to the milk?
Yep, it's a combination. So you're right on when you think that eggs, they're feeding the chickens a different type of feed so that their eggs end up being richer in omega-3s. And then when it comes to milk and other products, even like peanut butter, and I'm sure, I don't know, where else have you seen them? Other processed foods that don't have anything to do with omega-3s, they're adding it usually in a supplemental oil form. I think in the milk that you've seen, I think it's either a fish oil or an algal oil that they're adding to the milk.
I was wondering, in terms of if you don't eat dairy, or if you don't eat fish, or if you don't eat other things,
right?
Then how are you able to obtain omega-3s, aside from flax seeds and walnuts?
Mm-hmm. So it's become very popular to have omega-3 supplements. And those, again, you can either get a vegetarian one that's all ALA, and I believe also a bit of DHA that you can also find in algae, or you can get a fish oil supplement itself, and that has EPA and DHA in high quantities. And probably if you're not eating fish, that probably is a good idea, even rather than buying things like the eggs and the milk that are fortified, because you might as well just take a direct supplement where you're having a higher quantity of the EPA and the DHA rather than the small amounts that you end up getting through the fortified milk.
But it's preferable to try to eat fish. In other words, you're better off eating it from the whole food rather than the supplement.
In general, that's always my advice. Whole foods are, all the nutrients are packaged together, and so they work together synergistically. So when we try and isolate what is it about this food or that food that's good for us, I think we might be missing a lot of the other things that help the entire food to be good for us.
But at the same time, there's a lot of concern about the fish that we're consuming, because we now know that some are high in mercury and other contaminants. So you're kind of outweighing the benefits and the risks. Where do you fall with that?
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. So there is some concern that fish, especially the larger fish that are eating smaller fish, that they can be quite high in mercury and other contaminants. And that's why fish like swordfish, which are very large, and even the white albacore tuna, those ones are recommended either for women, especially women of childbearing age, to avoid, and also children. I don't want to say that about the white albacore tuna. For swordfish, it's an absolutely avoid that if you're in that population. For white albacore tuna, I believe it's to try and limit it to at least once a week or a couple times a month. But a better way to then get it is just to go for those smaller fish. So light tuna comes from a smaller type of tuna fish. And then also you've seen more of a popularity in small fish like sardines and herring, which are much stronger flavored, but then also because they're so small and they're not eating, they're not growing to a full size where they can accumulate a lot of toxins in their bodies, they're not passing any toxins like that on to us. Or if they are, they're in much, much smaller amounts.
All right. So for those of us who are always reading labels and looking at charts and reading numbers, what's the number that we should aim for in terms of getting omega-3 fatty acids in our weekly or daily diet?
So that's a great question. The Institute of Medicine back in 2002 set a number of recommending 1.1 grams a day for women and 1.6 grams a day for men with. And initially, they had said with 10% of that coming from EPA and DHA. But as more of the science has emerged on the importance of the EPA and DHA specifically, that part of the number has gotten bumped up. And I think the current recommendations are 250 to 500 milligrams of those particular types of omega-3 fatty acids.
Carrie Ann Jennings is a registered dietitian, nutritionist, and a former editor of Eating Well magazine. Thank you so much for coming on Take Care.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.